So with that, we move on to understanding brand positioning using five variables. Five variables being used to create a brand positioning. So what are they? So let's study them one by one. The first is the product attribute, or as you say, USP, or you can say the benefit, unique selling proposition or a benefit approach. So here the focus is the product. You create a positioning out of the product. Positioning is built on two best features or only one best features, etc., related to the competition. And in that category, that benefit or that is not been offered by anybody. So maybe 2 minutes, or you know, they wanted to break through that, you know, the choice of pakoras, choice of biscuits or other ready packaged foods, etc. So they came out with product attribute, which is 2 minutes, fast to cook, good to eat, which is not any other can provide. So that's what is clear on a product positioning approach that Maggie has taken. You got to help consumer know what you stand for. So that should be the clear understanding about your product that the consumer should get. Alto, smooth, as they say. Whenever you talk about Alto, public will say that. Swift, fuel efficiency. Santro, powerful. Nano, value for money. Of course, now it is not there. But this is what they stand for. And they continue to provide that value. So that's what is the one is a product related positioning. So that's the product related positioning, friends, we learned. Second is a price and quality approach. You play with the price quality perception. Here, positioning or the quality in such a way that it makes price consideration secondary. So you focus on quality to make the price consideration secondary. Premium brand positioning, when you take, so Raymond's, Benz, Skoda, etc., they take that positioning. Of course, products are also aligned to that. But here, the approach is not through a product route, but providing them insight about the quality of what you are offering, and thereby raise your image or your perceptional value so that people are willing to pay you price or do not get into your price consideration. Positioning to focus on the quality or a value offered by the brand at every competitive price. Say, naya wheel tikya ab sirf 10 rupiye mein. So it's like, nahi wheel tikya, I am giving you a new product at a rupees 10 only, sirf rupees 10 mein. So it is like you have created a position by creating a value. One is a less price at which you are getting a good product in the category. Okay, so that's another route. Quality must be better than the competitor. So in this approach, what is unsaid is that quality should prelude. So quality should be an undisputed acceptable fact about your product. Then only you are able to do that price quality approach of positioning. The third is a user approach. User approach is a positioning highlighting the user, that is the ideal user, that is a target segment or the right profile, as you say, and suggests that the product is the ideal solution for that type of a person. It offers a reason for that person to connect with your brand and the product. Makes them visualize that using this product, I may get certain identity for myself. It may be a personal identity, it may be social identity, etc. Some quotient of my personality will go up, etc. So that's a user psychology driven approach to positioning. So Raymond the Complete Man is running since so many decades. So it inspired even young Turks like us in those days to be with certain brands, you know, when I am in the corporate world. So I started using that because, yeah, I wanted to be looked down upon. There is some association I wanted people to know about me and those kind of things. Here, ideal user is selected in such a way that that image, ideal user image that has been created, rubs off with the common people, that is your target profile, in such a way that they get a positive brand image built. So you have to select that ideal profile, because it's nothing. What I'm trying to say that in your communication, in your advertisement, the person or a persona that you present should be such that it rubs off with the target group that you have to create the positive image. Moving on, continue to understand that user approach. Often lifestyle, daily use, etc., desire to use, etc., you know, comes under this particular aspect. So lifestyle, activity, etc., the daily usage habits, etc., also forms part of user approach to the brand positioning. Under this approach, celebrities also have come in. Now, celebrities also started coming and promoting things. And Oral-B by Madhuri Dixit, Shah Rukh promoting face pack, Yami Gautam for Fair and Lovely. Now the brand, that name has changed. Salman for Dixie Scott. So you see now, they appeal that user profile. Now they have got a character. That character goes well with the user and creates the appeal in the mind of the consumer, which rubs off positively with your brand. So for building such brand positioning also, Salman Khan for Thumbs Up, you know, that they bought in macho image. So earlier, Taser Thunder and all that they were moving on. Now they wanted to build that. So they wanted to probably reach closer to Pepsi, because one end Pepsi was trying to create a very macho this thing. So you got in the Salman Khan who built that macho image about the Thumbs Up being a powerful brand. The fourth approach in brand positioning, using various five variables. We are learning various five variables through which you can build the brand positioning. The fourth being product category approach. So what is that category in which your product comes? Aims at taking the leadership position in overall market. Again, Maggi is the best example. While Maggi was getting launched, they considered so many options, whether to put this under packaged food, whether to put this under Chinese fast food, whether to put this like this category, what is it, that sort. So there is a product category related association is very essential. Brand is positioned as a new or a superior alternative against the entire other category brand. So they finally came to this thing that we will offer it as a snack, and that in that then the 2 minute was a game changer. So that's what, you know, they really competed against all the brands by giving that 2 minute perspective. USP is not used. Here the product feature or unique selling proposition, etc., are not used to promote. Benefit as a category differentiator, Dove soap is a moisturizer. So USP is not used as a product or a product attribute or a benefit differentiator. It is a content. So they, what they do, product category is a soap. Now in that, if you have to differentiate yourself, so they said Dove is not a soap, it's a moisturizer. Dove is a moisturizer. Ultimately, hum dhoke saani karte, but it's like a conveyed ke being a moisturizer, it will keep your skin very healthy. So that's how they created a differentiation, and everybody flocked to that soap. And so you see that how the shift that has happened, a result of again advertising and the brand positioning, which is on the product category approach. The fifth is a competitor approach. Here you really take the competitor in your set of positioning development. Use when you have reason to express your competitive status. When you have clear advantage over competition, then you can use this approach to position your brand. You do it when you achieve leadership. So this can be done by company who's into the leadership role, already a champion, so to say, or when you are challenging the leader. So when you are challenging the leader, you do this. And if I do very quickly give you an idea, in my life with one of the auto company that I have worked, wherein I was a category head for the commercial vehicle. And in one of the commercial vehicle category, after we introduced our new product, we were like literally number 2-3. Okay, while we knew that our product is well appreciated, but we were not able to, you know, break. Then the whole ideation that happened is now it's a time to challenge the leader. And then we realize, okay, we are good in this, 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 we are good in almost everything. Then the competition. So why are we quiet? So we went all out. Beat us if you can. You know, type of a positioning we said. Beat us if you can. You know. And then we challenge the user. Okay, come to us. Beat us if you can. Yani, batao ke hum konse feature mein competence achhe nahi hai. And that really created a wave. And within a year and a half, we became number one. So it's like we realized at one point of time when we did a brainstorming, that we are really better. So that's what a salvo, that was the weapon we used to challenge the leader. So that's why when you have certain crux into your offering, then you do that. Burger King, here the example is given is Burger King. Make your own burger. So that's what, you know, they came out with a powerful this thing which nobody was offering. Mahindra three-wheeler champion, har mukable mein champion. So this is an example I just narrated you. So we were number two, and that time we were just talking for almost 3 years, champion ho ka champion. So our this thing was a user related positioning, champion ho ka champion, rickshaw chalane wale champion hai, uska champion. So it was a product and a user related. But then we realized mileage, body, paint life, comfort, sab mein hum achhe hai, to hum kyun chup baithe. So then we announced har mukable mein champion, aaiye mukabla kare humse. So that changed the whole thing, and we became number one within a year almost, you know. So that's the power of competitor approach, where you have to defeat them. So positioning based on product process, the sixth and the last, which is a process by which. So one example only that I could give is a Stonewash jeans was introduced by Levi's when Levi's was faced with severe competition. Various competitors have come in, they all talked about quality of their clothes and style, fashion, etc. And market was really getting tough. Levi's was losing market share. So how do you? So that's the time they thought the process based positioning is a right. So they created this concept of Stonewash jeans. So you don't color it in a normal color machine, etc. But you color your jeans using heat on the stones. So they literally got the stones, jo hamare dhobi ghat mein hum jo dekhte hai, that is what exactly they introduced out there. But the washing ke badle, yeah, coloring was done using a washing technique. So you see that, you know, stone, it was no uniform this thing. It was a different thing if you have seen it. Yaane. So that beat the competition. Yaane. Everybody again flocked back to Levi's. Stonewash. There were a lot of dummies and duplicates also have come. But that's how they beat it, the competition, which is through the product process. So we understood now various approaches. One is a value based, wherein more for more to. We have understood almost five such variables to position your brand. And under we have five approaches, which is what we have understood. The sixth one is coming as a positioning based on the process. So this is all that we have understood is about brand positioning approach. Approach that you can take to create your distinct brand positioning. Okay. So coming to the seventh one also, there is another one which is positioning based on the cultural symbol. In today's world, many advertisers are using deeply entrenched cultural symbols to differentiate their brand from that of the competitor. So cultural, this thing, thread is getting also weaved into the brand communication and the brand positioning. The essential task is to identify something, identify that one thing that is very meaningful to the people in that genre, people in that target segment value. Okay, and then if you can really create some communication, some brand building around that. So All India Maharaja was about the luxury of travel. Same way Benetton, if I understand, Benetton was the first one who introduced the concept or branding around the transgender. So it's like, you know, they believe that the today's young age people are not very tattooed or very close about the transgender, you know. So they created that. Black people ke around bhi unhone kiya tha. So it's like accepting the black as a part of a cultural and community. So this is how brand try to differentiate themselves. So sixth, seventh is a positioning based on the cultural symbols. So overall, we now, after understanding what is brand positioning, we come to repositioning. So do you feel what is the difference? Yes, sometime over a long period, brand may need to reposition itself because lot have changed. Lot have changed from the original day when you created that brand positioning vis-a-vis today. Therefore, you may have to reposition your brand to remain competitively different. This is done to see that every time consumer is able to see you as a different. Okay. So now do you do that? So one aspect to learn is product life cycle. As you have a product life cycle, we have seen PLC, wherein you introduce the growth, the maturity, and then you start falling. So that's how the brand, you introduce a brand, you go to the peak, stagnant, and then your brand, this thing starts falling. So that's the time when you are at a peak, you should try to rebuild your brand. So reposition your brand. So at a maturity stage, that is what we are trying to say. You remain relevant to the target customers, but target customer is also able to find other relevant product, other relevant substitute, other relevant, you know, services or a product to use. As a result, you are losing that exclusive differentiation in his mind. So now to stop that, you need to create a repositioning. So repositioning, nothing but re-establishing your brand occupy a newer perception, you know, make a perception change and build a new perception about your product and overcome that by defeating the competitive disadvantage that you may have. So you create a unique, again, competitive advantage. So competition, new product enters the growth stage. So this happens, Yane, while you are growing, competition has come. While you are maturing, the competition comes with the new product. So both this pressure impacts your brand. So that's the right time that you should do the repositioning. So repositioning helps you to create a new appeal. So it brings a newness to your appeal. If received well by the consumer, then consumer will shift his positioning that he has in his mind and he will accept you as a new powerful solution to his existing need. So I have given the example out there of Move and Live On. So Iodex was our old time favorite when there is a pain, and when suddenly Move had to enter. So okay, this being a repositioning example, let me frame it differently. Move initially was coming as a, they started with a no color, any pain kind of a solution. Dard hai to Move hai type. But beyond a point, defeating say Iodex over that point of time, they grabbed some good share of market. But again, they were not growing. There were many other products which surrounded that kind of a product. Now, that's the time we did a lot of research. And they did a research among Indian household. And they found one common problem largely present among Indian household was women's backache. Most women complained about backache being the major, and that was across household, be it rich, middle class or whatever. So that's the time. That's the time they repositioned Move. Aapke backache ka solution, something, you know, they came with a very powerful tagline. It was also shown very romantically. Husband, wife playing, and wife suddenly gets a backache, and then show husband rubbing it, and then wife as if, you know, achhi ho gayi types of image that they created. It went so well. And it literally wiped out Iodex. It literally killed other brand who were there in the market. And later today, and if you see recent past, if you remember, again Move has changed, where they are showing father-in-law offering Move to the son's her wife. She is like busy, everybody is on the table, khana bana, she runs to get some falls. And that time you can't imagine, but cultural India ka hai, ke bhai father-in-law is supposed to be the also guardian, and he pulls out for her the Move. So you see that emotionally it gave a different swing to that brand. So that's how you keep creating the Live On for the hair solution. People had so many other options, like even shampoo was working as a conditioner. But Live On came and they said, ke bhai, we are conditioner plus. So after you wash your hand, you do this, but you still want your hair to look shiny and this thing, then use Live On. And they kept changing brand over a period to remain reliable, to remain relevant. So brand repositioning plays that role. Okay. Developing the brand identification cue. So after we understand what is positioning, we understand what is the repositioning. What is important is to create cues. Cues means something that when seen or heard, people will recall you. Ting, ting, tiding, Britannia comes to your mind. So that's what I'm trying to give you an idea of cues. So brand names, logos, sword, if you see the Dettol comes into your mind. That window you see, design, so it's a window. Okay, so that way brand names, logos, etc., they create that cues, you know, for you to recall. That helps them to project you. That helps them to create brand recall at the point of purchase also. So the more relevant and memorable the brand name and symbols are, the easier it will be to develop the positioning. So Gattu of Asian Paints, Amul Girl we have seen, Parle Ji Girl also that we have seen. These are the cues. They are so strong. Mercedes ka star. It means a lot. Audi ka jo Olympic ring type of this thing. It means a lot. You know, so that's a cue that they create and they leverage on that. Uske upar to kitne artifacts banke, uska bhi crore rupee ka business hota hai. So you see that the cues matter as it creates a long-term impact in the mind of the consumer. The brand cues helps in the retention of the brand position, and cues need to be aligned with what the brand stands for. Of course, there has to be a marriage between what the brand stands for and the brand cues. Okay. Cues should be distinctive. It should be really distinctive, memorable, simple to understand, consistent over the time. Okay. And in sync with the positioning. You change the positioning during repositioning, but you not change your queue, then there will be a mismatch. The people will forget one of that. Queues help to protect you against unlicensed use. So another power of queues is control the imitations. So Parle Ji, that girl depiction in a particular way on a peg, others may write Parle spelling differently, G differently, etc. But that girl use of that girl, you know, queue clearly shows a legal breach of this thing. So if such manufacturers are taken to court, they are bound to lose, because this is a queue that they have developed and they have owned. And they can very well establish that this is our generation. And when that happens, the other user is definitely severely punished. So it even plays, helps you against the imitations, etc. Giving a unique identity and very emotional connect, you know, it helps to create that image of the brand. We every day morning look forward to aaj Amul girl kya bolne wali hai. Times of India mein third page or something, wo hamesha ek ad aati hai. So that's what, you know, you look for. By today, what will Amul girl talk about? So how strong that cue has built with us. Yeah. Positive brand image will build a positive this thing among the stakeholders. Stakeholders means shareholders will get value for money. They will get more share price, etc. Creditors will get their money regularly. Financiers will get their loan repaid, no outstanding. So everyone benefits out of positive brand image. That's where the cue also plays a very vital role. So let's have this example. These are the brand in itself, but the way special design in which they are represented, it becomes a brand cue also. So the way Oreo is written or the Lux is written, the typeface, font, etc., the Cadbury, Nescafe, and they continue to use this for ages, you know. So that's how they stand out. It's a cue. So we were just trying to understand the concept of brand identification cues. Now we come to a stage of building brand equity. So that was also one of that aspect that we earlier highlighted. So that is how to create brand equity. So two basic component determines brand value. So value and equity is really linked. Value means physical assets and the brand equity. Physical assets mean what all the brand is owning versus what is the brand's equity. Equity is the marketable proposition that brand is having it. So it includes physical assets, plant, equipment, land, etc. Equity is a goodwill, as you say, the goodwill of the company. Value of the brand, we say that why this company was taken over in so many crores. So that so many crore is a goodwill or the value of the brand that brand possessed. Mindtree was taken over by L&T. So Mindtree was a strong brand. Therefore, L&T had to not only fight but pay that price, you know, to shareholders, etc. If your brand is weak, then anybody can take it over. So that's a goodwill or the equity. Brand with high equity means it is recognized well. It stands for something, you know. It creates automatic high recall, commands price premium. When you are in the equity stage is strong, people do not question you on your price. As I earlier also said, they will look for whether you are providing them the value or not. So that is very important about the brand equity. David Acker, who's one of the scholar in the management, this thing, especially the marketing side, has given following elements for the brand equity development. So instead of, you know, probably just discussing this slide, another slide is more pictorial, graphical, this thing. So you will get that better understanding. So brand equity is made up of various four subcomponents. So it's like brand awareness, perceived quality, brand association, and brand loyalty. Advertising plays this role. Advertising helps you to create brand awareness, then create a quality perception and create an association of the brand. So that's where the communication delivers in such a way that people see it, you know, this belongs to me kind of feeling aata hai. Promotion, on the other hand, promotion builds the connect and builds the loyalty. Promotion helps consumer to one, remain aligned with you. Second, they will see the value in you. Third, they will see that what you stand for and you are delivering. So those aspects, what is your contribution to the society and various things put together, one equity will get built. My equity for say Tata is much higher than any other largest refinery producer of our country. Our equity is not so high. So Tata Group, I know, will stand for something. It has not come out of the blue. Over ages, over my decades of 50 years plus, I have seen them contributing to the society. So this is how the loyalty comes. Okay. So now, having understood this, we need to understand three subset of strategies. So that is what we will understand about brand, creating equity. So as it says, equity can be leveraged by using brand extension strategies. So you have a strong equity you have built in, so then you leverage it. So how do you leverage it? So there are three sub-strategies. Brand extension strategy, as they say. So as the name suggests, you extend something to the brand. As the name suggests, you extend something. So Amul butter, Amul milk, Amul ice cream, Amul cheese, Amul curd. So it's a brand extension. Likewise, Gillette shaving cream, Gillette razors, Gillette gel, Gillette foam. So many things, aftershave and all. So it's an extension to the brand. You provide different products, keep the brand same. Extending a successful brand saves the time and money. You don't have to invest in communicating Gillette. You don't have to invest in communicating Amul, because people have now already recognized you. So what you do is only spent on the product. So that's where you save money. Easy to get accepted in already large fan of Amul, large fan of Gillette. So you spend less on acquiring the customer. So brand is already known, instant trust gets built up, cost of acquisition is therefore less. So that's the advantage of brand extension. New things in that is a multi-brand. So sometime what happens, you have to come with a multi-brand. Mere brand extension will not work. You want to cater to the same industry. You want to cater to a different class of people. So look at the Taj strategy. Taj entered as a very premium segment hotel. So the Taj Palace, that the brand that own, is for the cream de la cream or society. But they understand hotel business very well. They know how to run hotel very well. But they cannot serve the different segment of the profile. They cannot invite office employee, traveling executive to the brand Taj. Then either Taj will have to offer much lesser price, or seeing those kind of ordinary people in the Taj Palace, the luxury people will move away from the Taj Palace. So how do you do that? Therefore, you create a multi-brand. They are mutually standalone brand. What you are able to capture is a larger share of the same market. So Taj Palace for executive cream de la cream, there are young executive who's tasting success. You know, they know that अरे इनकी life set है, तो अभी तो वो दो साल में GM बन जाएगा, तीन साल में VP बन जाएगा, और दो साल में CEO बन जाएगा, and therefore he wants to live his life, he wants to show that. So they probably may not still be able to go to the Taj Palace, but for them you have to have another icon. So that's where Taj Vivanta by Taj, that's a brand they created. So that Vivanta by Taj caters to a younger upcoming executives, you know, premium conscious people. While Gateway is again a senior professional, working managers, they want a working environment. They don't want so much of a luxury working environment, but a classy. So that's where the Gateway as a hotel comes. But for the normal executives, there's a Ginger hotel. Ginger is also by Taj. No frill, as you say. Sab kuch aapko udhar apne aap karna padta hai. So it's a no frill, basic room, AC, one small table and one telephone, that's it. बाकी नो रूम सर्विस नथिंग वगैरह, आपको नीचे जाके ही उसका वो करना है, खाना है, उधर ही नाश्ता करना है एंड वेरियस थिंग्स. सो वेरी वेरी डाउन टू दिस थिंग. बट यस, दे आर कैटरिंग टू डिफरेंट सेगमेंट ऑफ द पीपल फॉर द सेम इंडस्ट्री, विच इज होटल इंडस्ट्री. दैट्स वेयर द मल्टी ब्रांड कम्स इन. को ब्रांडिंग, जॉइंटली ब्रांडिंग. सो को ब्रांडिंग इज मोर देन टू ब्रांड्स कम टूगेदर एंड क्रिएट अ पावरफुल प्रोडक्ट और अ सोल्यूशन दैट दे ऑफर टू द कंज्यूमर. In our era, Jet Airways with a petrol brand used to be very powerful. I have immediately got that, because more petrol I consume, more mileage I get, which I can use it for jet privileges. Jet mein mera aana jana because of office work was also more. So there also I earn mile, I can translate into petrol savings, whichever way. So two brands coming together offer a very strong product or a service, people will run for it. So here both brands are the sponsors of that product. They sponsor a product which also may be branded. Separately brand can be created. It helps you to reach a new audience. Petrol user, means a petrol supplier, got access to Jet Airways class of consumers, because Jet Airways will communicate to them. Jet Airways got an access to petrol users, because assumption wise, these are the people who at least have a car, and these are the people whom you can attract towards flying by Jet Airways. So that's how the co-branding helps. It's a strategy that capitalizes on using the strength of both the manufacturers for their mutual advantage. So Big Bazaar and Britannia, they came together to offer a product only in their showcase, this thing, so that you get that lot of mileage, and Britannia consumers at Big Bazaar, and Big Bazaar got an access to Britannia consumers, etc. Same way Petrocards, I gave you that example. So that's a co-branding. Okay, two brands together producing one product or a solution. Then comes the ingredient branding. You would have seen it on all the laptops, Intel Inside. Aapne dekha hoga, it is written. So it is not out of anything. It's a concept called ingredient branding. Various woolen, this thing, etc. You will still see wool by Marlboro or something. There is this thing, wool mark. So that wool mark is again a brand which symbolizes the quality of the wool that has been used, etc. So that's the ingredient branding. Here you promote one brand, taking a leverage or the power of the other brand. Dell was new at that time, or any computer or laptop manufacturer will want Intel power to come to them, because Intel is a word in the chip. And if in the any laptop or a computer, if chip is not good, machine is half unuseful. So that being so strong, various manufacturers give access to Intel. They put Intel inside. As Intel says, it has to be as per the directive of the Intel. So Intel gives a new logo, it has to come. Intel writes core processor 5, so wo likhna padta hai. So very thing, very, very relevant of the ingredient that go inside. So that's what is the importance of ingredient branding. Here you are using leverage or a power of one strong brand to your advantage. You are getting a rub off of that strong brand. It creates high recall, it creates a quality assurance, lot of advantage that comes with the ingredient branding. Helps users to specific ingredients. They are assured of a specific ingredient and its quality. So they don't have to worry about overall product functioning. Baki sab cheez to chalegi. If chip is working well, if its speed is good, rest will work. So users of ingredient branding have found that they can command price premium. So as a result, when Dell puts in Intel inside, that laptops are costlier than the other chip laptop that Dell provides. So you see that they are able to command better price. People go for, when I am offered to this thing, I will always tell my guy, mujhe wo dusri chip dikhana hi nahi, mujhe Intel wali laptop dikhao. So you see that there's a power. Okay, so that's the power of ingredient branding. So friends, in this third chapter we saw essentially the brand building. So various aspects of branding, we have seen it. I hope you have understood in a very short and sweet manner, because I have thrown a lot of examples also for you to better understand. Thank you.